my amazing podcast family. How are you doing? I am Real Talk Kim. Yep, you heard it. This is Real Talk Kim. You can find out all you want to know about me by going to realtalkkim.com. I am a mentor. Yep, you can get my mentorship program by going to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Listen, I'm a pastor of a church, Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. And I might add, it is the greatest church on the planet. So you're welcome any Sunday, 10 and 11:30. Come be a part of our community. It will bless your life. Y'all ready to get into it? So I have vowed for the rest of this year, especially to my RTK Inner Circle and my Limitless Church family, now you, that I am going to be shoving faith down your throats. I mean, listen, we've been talking about it in our inner in my inner circle. We've been talking about it at a church. Today on my prayer call, I talked about it. Just changing your thinking, which is going to change your life. I want to start off today. I want you to buckle up. Wherever you're watching this from, I want you to buckle up, and I want you to just lay hands on yourself right now and just say, God, let me get out of my own way. That's right. Say it. God, let me get out of my own way. See, life and death are in the power of your words. Some of y'all stuck. Some of y'all feel stuck, but you ain't stuck because you ain't a tree. So just say, God, let me get out of my own way. God, get me free from me. That's right. Say it. God, get me free from me. I want to start today's verse with Jeremiah 1 and 10, and it says, see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. My question that I want to start with today is, why is it that we so often let our imagination run wild? Y'all know some of y'all got some imaginations, man. You fear stuff that ain't never even gonna happen. You are running from things that ain't even chasing you. But why is it that we so often let our imagination run wild with negative, depressing images? Why? Why? We imagine the worst. Anybody else? We imagine the worst. We imagine the worst about situations, about everything that's wrong, and how it would never work out. But my question is today, why don't you start letting your imagination run in the other direction? Why don't you? It's a choice. Imagine accomplishing your dreams, living long and healthy, man, rising higher, succeeding and going places you never dreamed you could go. It is just as easy to think the positive over the negative, right? In our scripture that I just quoted, I want you to notice the order. Before you can build, y'all listen to this, before you can build and plant and see increase, before that situation is going to turn around, you have to pull down and root out. You got to stop allowing yourself to immediately go to the negative. You know, as with Jeremiah, God has a place of victory for you where you will rule over anything that's holding you back. But you have to pull down any wrong imaginations, and you have to root out any negative images. Like, you can't allow yourself to stay mad at the world because you ain't where you thought you would be. You got to change how you normally do things that initially got you stuck. Change the way you think. Change the what you're saying. Change yourself. Get out of your house. Stop laying in your bed. Stop being sad. Stop thinking about who hurt you. Stop regurgitating. Right? You can't allow wrong imaginations to play all the time. You can't do it. This is the only thing that is really actually holding some of you back. It is. You got to start changing the channel to what God has said about you in His Word, what He's promised, every single week. I'm on here giving you word. I'm on here giving you scripture. I'm on here giving you tools and tips to help you get stuck. Some of y'all been a part of my life for a year, 2 years. You still stuck like Chuck. And the only reason you can still be a part of my life and still be negative, still be sad, still be depressed, still be negative all the time is because you just refuse to get free. That's the only reason. Because you can't even say, Kim, you don't know my life. I've lost everything. I ain't got nobody. Honey, what? I lost more times than not. I've been to hell and back. So you can't tell me. I know what works and I know what don't work. If you hang out with me, if you open your mind to the possibilities, God will blow your mind in 30 days hanging out with me. I'm not even kidding. I love Isaiah 54 and 2. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. He says, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cord. Strengthen your stakes. Listen, you might have been raised in the worst environment. Or maybe you were raised in a limited environment. Maybe you've been married to a negative person for 20 years. I don't know. Perhaps your family members didn't have a vision for even a better future. And they just settled for mediocrity. That's all you've been around. You got to leave behind. You hear me? You got to leave behind the negative mindsets that you were raised with. It's a choice. You got to leave a scarcity mentality. You got to leave the limitations that people have put on you. And you got to make room for God to increase you. You got to do it. You got to be around people who inspire you. That's why you need to be in my inner circle. Be around people who inspire you. Find a church that's activated in faith. Y'all know I literally have people because, man, God did something in my life in the last 2 years. Truly just shifted my thinking. I mean, I've always been kind of a bulldog and, you know, kind of like a hustler. And I've always been there. But God really did something in my life where I just feel so happy and free and joyful. And is everything right in my life? Heck no. But even on the worst days, I still got joy because I'm. You know what? When I get bad situations happening to me, I literally would tell God, God, thank you for letting me be alive to have these bad storms. Thank you, God, that I'm here breathing and I'm not under the dirt with worms eating me. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, God, that I'm not in the hospital fighting for my life. Thank you, God, that I get to cry. Thank you, God, that today ain't a good day and I get to feel it because this ain't the way it's going to end for me. And so, you know, I just choose to change my perspective. And, you know, I even have people send me mean messages. Like, I used to love you. I used to tell it like it was. Now you just talk all this faith stuff. And you know what's funny is I've outgrown those people. I've outgrown the ratchet. I've outgrown I used to be like, bye, Felicia. Y'all don't hear me saying that junk no more. God's done a work in my life where I will always shift people towards Jesus and always believe in the underdog and help them come out and go to the top. I'm not that, you know, 1 foot ratchet, 1 foot righteous. No, man, I'm going for the glory. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for me. I'm going after the blessing. I ain't letting no place in my heart still be polluted. But I could have like really, y'all, I even had people, y'all know that I've kind of gotten into myself and I've lost. I went through a divorce about 2 years ago and man, I was living under so much oppression in that relationship and I didn't even realize it. You hear me? I just didn't even realize it. And he served me divorce papers and left the city and moved to Florida. And it was like the dark cloud left and something happened to me. I didn't realize that I was literally fighting for my life in that season. Like I was struggling. That whole 8 years, I lost me. And God did me a favor. He really did. He did me a favor in that situation. And I started really getting into myself. And I realized that, man, I could take back my peace and my joy. And God really showed out my life. And I'm just so thankful for the peace. So I live my best life. People literally would send me messages. I liked you better when you were like us. So basically what they were saying was, I liked you better when you were broken like me. I liked you better when you weren't into yourself. I liked you better when you were overweight and miserable. I liked you better. That's what they were saying. And if I allowed myself to keep hanging out with those people and dulling my shine to fit in with those kind of people, some of y'all are in that situation right now where you're literally around people that are telling you every day, I don't like you anymore because you've changed. What they're basically saying is you are making me uncomfortable because your glow up is making me feel stuck. That's what they're saying. They're basically saying to you, I like you better broken. I like you better when you were miserable. I like you better when you were worse off than me. Because what happens is when you grow, you don't even got to cut people off. The people that are negative, the people that are sabotaging your future with their negativity, they fall off. But you can't get offended at that. You got to realize the new levels, God's going to bring you better people. And so you can't stop and try to stabilize what God's shaking you free from. You can't be mad at yourself for those people that fell off when they had the same opportunity to grow like you did, right? And that's where the enemy gets you too in your mind. He starts making you feel like you got to stop glowing so much. You got to stop being so awesome. You got to slow down your growth game. No, you don't. God's got better, man. You're going to be the first millionaire. You're going to be the first author. You're going to be the first one to keep your marriage. You're going to be the first one that worked that marriage out when everybody else in your family's divorced. You're going to be the first generational curse breaker in your family. The legacy beyond all these years are waiting on you to change the cycle in your family. So you got to be around people who inspire you, people who stretch you, people who are making a difference. Not just people who are settling for the status quo. You know what I'm saying? You can be the difference maker in your family. Now do your part and have a new mindset, an abundant mentality, a free mentality, a healthy mentality, a victorious mentality. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't let circumstances discourage you. Announce to anything that's holding you back, it is finished. This is a new day. I'm drawing the line in the sand. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will accomplish our dreams and become everything we were created to be. That's what you got to do, y'all. You got to tell yourself, no, I ain't staying here. I ain't staying here. So my next question to you is, how do you survive the silence in these seasons of taking back? Right? The Bible says that faith without works is dead. So how do you survive the silence when you're really trying to move ahead, but you feel like you can't get no leverage? See, sometimes life can seem so unfair, and it is so frustrating to be put on hold by God when you have a burning question or desperately want to move on with your life. It is almost like calling a business, but constantly getting a recording that says, "All lines are busy. Please hold." So I get it. It is so frustrating when you want to move on in your life or have God answer an important question, but he puts you on hold. When we pray to God for guidance, sometimes a simple yes or a no answer would be great, but to be put on hold by God, man, it seems so bad, right? Sometimes that's where we're at. We're on hold. But we got to remember, I love the biblical hero, Joseph, right? Remember Joseph, y'all? He was put on hold in a prison cell. So everyone is put on hold at some time. But back in Jesus' day, there was a Canaanite woman that he put on hold for a while. Canaanites were considered, they were pagans or considered Gentiles by the Jews. The Jews of that time divided the world into the chosen ones, which were themselves. And then everyone else. Canaanites were pagan and worshiped many gods, as the Bible says in Matthew 15, 21 through 28. It says, then Jesus left Galilee and went forth to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely. But Jesus gave her no reply. Not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. Tell her to go away, they said. She is bothering us with all her begging. Then Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, Lord, help me. But Jesus responded, it isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. Verse 27 says, she replied, that's true, Lord, but even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table. Verse 28 says, dear woman, Jesus said to her, your faith is great. Your request is granted. And her daughter was instantly healed. So as the Bible says, he says, and behold, a woman of Canaan. Yep, she was crying out to the Lord. Crying out to the Lord. Because Canaanites were considered outside the good grace of God. But because she didn't quit. Some of y'all ready to quit today. Some of y'all ready to throw in the towel today. So what do you do if God puts you on hold? This is what the Canaanite woman did. But you know what? She came over and over and began to bow down before him saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. See, for most of my life, y'all, I used to be waiting on God. Like I was waiting on the bus. But I heard the Lord say, you ain't waiting on me. I'm waiting on you. That's what he's saying to you today, y'all. You ain't waiting on God. He's waiting on you. This woman left her neighborhood to get her touch. You ever been in a place where life is just tearing you up? When you are really desperate for a move of God, you're going to get up. You're going to go after it. You're going to keep on going day after day until you get your breakthrough. You got to go out of your way. If you want a healing, you got to go out of your way. If rejection will make you give up on your dream, then you don't deserve it. That's right. If that rejection is going to make you give up, you don't even deserve the dream. If silence from God makes you quit, then you don't deserve a miracle. Come on, y'all. This woman got vulnerable before the Lord. She lost her pride, right? This woman got vulnerable with God, and he said not a word. His silence didn't stop her. She knelt down and started worshiping him. Do you have any idea what God would do for you if you would worship him in the middle of your mess? You got to put yourself in a position to be blessed. So listen to me. When God puts you on hold, check your posture. Check your posture. Don't posture ourselves like we're waiting, like, God, I got to do this or do that. No. Check your posture. The disciples said to get her away, told God, get her away. Jesus, get her away. Get her away. But the Canaanite woman changed when she bowed down before him, no matter what they were saying. She changed the posture of her heart into humility before God. She was basically telling Jesus that even if she was treated like a dog, she would still accept him as her master. I'm telling you, check your posture today. Check your posture. Check your posture before the Lord. Check your whatevers. Check your heart. Some of y'all gave up a long time ago. God tested the Canaanite woman's posture and humility by making her wait. God is opposed to the proud. He says it in James 4, 6, and 10. God is opposed to the proud but gives grace to the humble. So you got to humble yourself before the Lord. All right? Live out your responsibility. It can be so discouraging. This is number two. Live out your responsibility. It can be discouraging to be put on hold by God. And some of us give up on our other duties because of that. But we have to keep the faith. We got to continue doing our duty to God and those around us, despite God putting her on hold. The Canaanite woman still tried to live up to her parental responsibilities by saving her daughter. Husbands, I know that you keep praying that your wife will change, but while you're on hold waiting on God to change, while you're waiting for that, you must still live up your responsibilities. You got to still love your spouse. You got to still raise your children. You got to still lead your family, right? Even Jesus was put on hold, as it was written. He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, my Father, if this cannot pass away, unless I drink it, thy will be done. And again, he came and found them sleeping, and he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Matthew 26:42-44. Jesus still faced his responsibility to walk to that cross and get crucified, and while waiting, and continued to live up to his responsibility. The last thing I want you to do is keep talking to God. Keep talking to God. He wants your persistence. According to the Bible, a judge ruled in a widower's favor because of her persistence. Yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection, lest by continually coming, she wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now shall not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry to him day and night, and will be, and he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them speedily. That's Luke 18:5-8. The Canaanite woman won because of her persistence. God wants our persistence. Being persistent will not change God's mind, but it will filter and cleanse our motivations so that they will be right when we pray. We do not realize that our prayers affect others, but God does. He sometimes will not answer them immediately because of how it will affect someone else at that time. God wants us to keep praying and keep asking. You hear me? Wait and trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So how's your faith today? Faith is trusting in advance what will make sense only in reverse. Faith is trusting in advance what will make sense only in reverse. Sometimes God's answers take time. It just does. It takes time. How many of you believe God knows your future? You got to know it today. He does. He will sometimes put you on hold and your prayers on hold as a test to prepare you for it. The Bible says it in Isaiah 55:8-9. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we may not always understand why God does what he does, but that is because our minds are limited. We have a good God. Even faced with the toughest challenges, he is still right there with us. When God seems to put you and your prayers on hold, you have to check your posture to make sure you are humble before God. Continue to live up to your responsibilities while you wait and trust him. Sometimes the discouragement of God putting us on hold can lead us to giving up on our responsibilities, but don't you dare. Don't you dare let it. All right? Listen, today, go for it. Go for it today. Today, go for it. Let God do incredible things in your life. Stay focused. Stay focused. Get around people that push you to break through and not break down. Be like the Canaanite woman. She wasn't going to take no for an answer. Some of y'all been fighting for a long time for a situation. And God is over here saying today, keep pressing, keep pushing, keep walking in faith. I'm opening a door. Remember, you're not in a struggle. You're not in a struggle. You're in between blessings. God's going to do it. I love y'all so much. Thank you for being a part of my life. Share this with somebody. Somebody needs this faith push. This is like Popeye spinach, man. It pushes you to breakthroughs. This is going to activate your faith. Listen to it over and over and over again until you get stronger in your faith. You can't have faith in fear. It's impossible. You can't do it. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear ain't a God. Don't you keep running from things that ain't even chasing. You stand firm and know that if you ain't seen your breakthrough yet, it's coming. I promise to God it's coming. Romans 8:28 said he's working all things together for your good. You're walking into your greatest season. I believe it. Amos 9:13, my favorite scripture. It won't be long now. God's decree said things are about to happen so fast your head is about to spin. Blessing upon blessing. You won't even be able to keep up. I love you. I'll talk to you next week.